It's hard for healthcare consumers to get good information when choosing doctors or other medical providers. That's especially true in finding a home healthcare agency. The Bush administration is offering some assistance. Yesterday, it released new Home Health Compare rankings. It rates 7,000 home care agencies across the country on measures such as whether those agencies help patients improve in their ability to walk, get out of bed, or get dressed by themselves. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports that the ratings might be an incentive to help home health agencies provide better care.
For the Visiting Nurse Association in Stuart, Florida, it was a bit of a mystery. The VNA is a home health agency, and its staff takes pride in its good record at helping elderly and disabled patients get stronger. But federal data showed that most of them were not getting better in one area, at taking their own medications. The agency's rate was 2 points lower than the statewide average, and that bothered Beth Simmons at the VNA.
We were surprised when we saw that because we feel like we do a good job, and when we saw that only 37% of our patients improve in taking their medicines properly, we wanted to look into that and see if there isn't something that we can do to teach them to do it better.
Last spring, Florida became one of 8 states to test the use of federal data that compare one home health agency to another. Yesterday, the Bush administration made the program national. Tommy Thompson is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He says the data are more than just a tool to help consumers choose a good agency.
These measures aren't just good for consumers. They're good for home health agencies as well. Public reporting of quality measures provide a market-driven incentive to be able to improve home health agency care.
Simmons at the VNA agrees. She had her staff try to figure out why more patients were not taking their own medications. It turned out that nurses were not seeing all the barriers that got in the way. Sometimes the older person was too weak to open a medicine bottle, so therapists were sent in to build up finger strength.
In some cases, we've brought in speech therapy for patients that had swallowing difficulties because they'd be reluctant to take some of their medications. We're just trying everything, and then when the outcomes come at the end of each quarter, we'll look back and see if what we did has had any impact. And if it hasn't, we're back to the drawing board.
Today, the VNA's patients score a little above the state average. And Simmons says the agency will keep trying to get those numbers higher. That's because now it can compare its record against that of other agencies, around the nation, around the state, even in the same town. And that's exactly the kind of competition that Secretary Thompson wants. Data comparing agencies on 11 measures can be found at Medicare.gov, or by calling 1-800-MEDICARE. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.